Now, the annual Carnival of Cultures is arriving in Ashfield this weekend. The event celebrates the cultural diversity of Ashfield with cultural performances and food and market stalls and activity. In Ashfield, around 60% of people are born overseas, which makes the community a really vibrant mix of cultures. To find out more about the day, we are this morning joined by Inner West Council's event manager, Michael Daly. Michael, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, not a problem. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the Carnival of Cultures and this year's program? How did it all come about?
Well, look, it's been going for decades. So it really is just a showcase and celebration of Ashfield's cultural diversity and the Inner West's cultural diversity as well. So we have a huge array of different cultures showcasing their performances, their stalls. One really exciting thing we've got this year is a whole lot of free kids activities.
Oh, cool.
Which would be great for families to engage with the event. We've actually got origami workshops, chai demonstrations and workshops. So if you've ever wondered how to make a really good chai, you can find out at that workshop. Lots of sporting activities, henna application as well, taiko performances. We've actually got a beehive that you can see through as well. So there'll be bee workshops, kind of how to look after bees. So you can actually see the bees
wow.
in action.
Wow, this is really cool.
Fantastic. And best of all, a slime workshop as well.
Oh.
So that's one to keep the kids happy and the parents unhappy.
Oh, yeah. Very true. Do you know how many cultures will be represented on the day?
Well, just to give you an indicator, at our stalls, at our food stalls, you can get Chinese, Indian, Turkish, Argentinian, Venezuelan, Spanish, Brazilian, Italian, Indian, and African.
Good so grief.
Yeah, so, you know, you can have a bit of everything.
Wear
travel
your
the world,
stretchy
essentially.
Pants.
Go to Ashfield and travel the world.
Absolutely. Wear your stretchy pants, everyone. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah,
what's the community response been like to this event? It's been going on. Has it happened before? Is this the first time? I think that
No. It's literally been going since the mid-90s,
yeah.
I believe. So, yeah, so it's a couple of decades old. And it's really, you know, it's Ashfield's event sort of thing. So it's one for the local community to really showcase to everyone from Sydney to come in and sort of experience what Ashfield people get to experience every day on their streets.
What's the community response like when this event goes on?
Yeah, it's great. I think there's a real sense of loyalty from the Ashfield residents. In all the events that Inner West Council put on for different urban centres and precincts, you know, there's a real, sort of personal pride from the local community. They get to sort of showcase who they are and, you know, what the lives that they lead sort of thing. So it's a really, great opportunity for each of all the suburbs that we have in the Inner West to kind of really showcase that they're what they mean and what they are.
Absolutely. And I think it's so beautiful to showcase the really great cultural diversity that we have in our city and especially in the Inner West. I think that it's a really beautiful melting pot of people and cultures.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And look, and the great thing about this event is it's in Ashfield Park. So it's a great setting. It's sort of, you know, like it's a beautiful park. I don't know if, you know, your listeners know it or not, but it's a fantastic park to experience. Great heritage park. Very open, beautiful trees. So it's a great spot to kind of like go, even when there's not a festival on. But it's a great sort of heart of Ashfield.
It really is. I think it is. I think it's a beautiful representation of the suburb as well. I think it's a beautiful like epitomization of the suburb.
Yeah, in the park, there's lots of little areas to explore in the park as well, so that kind of lends itself well to a festival site.
Yeah, well, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic day. I am starving thinking about it already
and very much
looking forward to it. I'm not going to eat for today, and then so tomorrow I can just go in and guilt-free gorge. Michael, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That was Michael Daly there. He is the Inner West Council event manager talking to us about the Carnival of Cultures, which is happening tomorrow out in Ashfield. Goodness gracious me. I love it when communities come together to celebrate their vibrancy and all the different aspects that go into making it just a really beautiful place. So that's happening tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Ashfield Park. That's the corner of Parramatta Road and Orpington Street in Ashfield. Wow, the food. I tell you what, if there's good food in an event, you can guarantee I will be there. And oh my God, it looks like there is going to be some great fruit stalls. Oh, it speaks volumes about me, doesn't it? All I really am concerned about is the food.